90.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Special report, the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. Frigid weather, snow and ice contributing to last night's Iowa caucuses, having the lowest turnout in 25 years. Former President Trump winning in a landslide. Ron DeSantis took second, Nikki Haley third. ABC News Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Donald Trump can still be beaten. As we said, only one state has voted. But if he's going to be beaten, he's going to have to beat himself. There's no evidence that his opponents have the wherewithal to take him on. There's no evidence of that yet. We'll see. Nikki Haley could pull out a victory in New Hampshire, but remember, New Hampshire is a state where independents can vote in the Republican primary.
That New Hampshire primary just 1 week from today. After his fourth place finish last night, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy suspended his campaign.
Earlier tonight, I called Donald Trump to tell him that I congratulated him on his victory, and now going forward, he will have my full endorsement.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Most of the proposed new boundaries for Wisconsin's legislative districts would keep Republicans in majority control, but by narrower margins. That's according to an analysis by Marquette University. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools, in malls, and even in faith places.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A fire at a farm materials business in Iowa County on Sunday closed Highway 18 between Cobb and Montford for over 24 hours, but roads were reopened yesterday. A shelter-in-place order for the village of Cobb was also lifted after air quality testing showed little or no chemicals from the fire were in the air. The fire burned down a storage area and office for Insight FS, which had pesticides and fuel on site. Nobody was hurt in the fire. Cleanup is expected to begin in the coming days. Snowmobile trails in southwestern Wisconsin are open with a few exceptions. After last week's snowfall left over 2 feet of snow in some places. Areas where trails are closed mostly are places where trails go over water, such as wetlands, rivers, and lakes, which aren't frozen over yet. Riders are asked to check with local clubs for the status of trails and up-to-date information about conditions. You can see a statewide snow report at travelwisconsin.com. A wind chill advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Wind chill values could reach the negative 30s. For WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Marquette gets a W. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After back-to-back losses, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat Villanova. Final score 87-74. Head coach Shaka Smart says easier said than done.
I mean, Villanova's got grown men. They got like eight seniors. Toughness, physicality. There's nobody on their team where you can hide a guy in a matchup.
Marquette heads to St. John's on Saturday. Big Ten, number 15th ranked Wisconsin takes on Penn State on the road. NBA, it's the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night to kick off a three-game road trip. NFL, the Packers face the 49ers Saturday night at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Kickoff at 7:15. I asked right guard John Runyon about the growth of quarterback Jordan Love.
Unbelievable just how much he's grown, dude. I think we've won 8 of the last 11 games, and he's really just starting to flourish, feels comfortable. This is his offense, his team, and he's going to keep going, keep pushing, and on to San Francisco now.
That's Packers right guard John Runyon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold continues to blast us with blustery winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour, dragging our wind chill values to near negative 25. As highs today struggle to get above zero, we do get to see more sunshine today. Just stay warm. A wind chill advisory remains in effect until tomorrow morning. Right now, it's 6 degrees below zero.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff on the board. Our family is back together. Everyone is here. How are you guys doing this morning?
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say Calvin's last name before.
You have a last name, Calvin.
Apparently, I do.
And I said it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Butenhoff?
Butenhoff.
Butenhoff. It's one of those things.
Oh, I like Butenhoff.
My family says Butenhoff, to be honest with you. But that being said, I'm pretty sure if you asked a German to pronounce my name, it would be Butenhoff.
Butenhoff.
Well, anybody want to check in with that? 844-967-2789. We'll pronounce Calvin's last name. See how far we get. Greg Bach, you just got back from Atlanta.
I'm back, baby.
How was your trip?
Oh, it was fantastic. The only thing that wasn't perfect was the weather. I didn't know this. I figured Atlanta in January would be in the 50s or 60s because it's south.
Not so.
It was like 30s and 40s, and it was raining.
Oh, was it?
The highest degree day was a 60-degree day, and that was the least of the problems, and that was great. The people were amazing. They were so, I mean, this was a friendliness that I have never, as a Wisconsinite, never have encountered before. The food was amazing. We went to so many different great breakfast places and lunch places and dinner places and saw, you know, went to the Civil Rights Museum and went to the High Museum of Art. Took a night in Macon, Georgia, went to see Capricorn Studios, which was started by Otis Redding, but was made famous by the Allman Brothers.
Oh, cool.
When we vacation, we pack it in. We're doing like four or five activities a day, and that includes the eating.
Right.
But it was a really good time. Made a lot of fast, friendly friends there. You know, shout out to everybody at every restaurant. We had, you know, Atlanta Breakfast Company. My God, what was breakfast at Barney's? I mean, the swag shop, we just so many great places to go, and we had such a good time and really, really enjoyed ourselves.
That's
and learned a lot too. I mean, the city is, we were there right before MLK Day.
Right.
There's a lot happening with regard to that. That city is so rich in culture and so rich in who they are as a people. And it's wonderful. I just suggest you go to Atlanta, and you know,
Eat good food and learn
things. Oh, my God. So much food.
So we were concerned yesterday when Luke was here that when you and your wife got back.
Yeah.
On whether or not anybody shoveled for you.
Nobody shoveled for us. Yet. We did not get as much snow as you. So when I say you, I mean Waukesha, northern part of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
You're in Kenosha.
We're in Kenosha. And we really... I mean, I was watching it on the Ring cam for as long as it worked. When it hit like 0 degrees, all my camera shut off. But we got, there's probably like an inch and a half on my driveway.
Oh, that's
2 inches.
That's nothing.
And then, but then the sucky part is the plow. They plowed us in. But even that goes up to my ankle. So what we're just doing, because it's so cold out right now, we can't shovel anything. We're just driving over it to pack it down, because next week it'll get higher up in the temps. It'll be raining a little bit, so that'll go away. Overall vacation, I give it a solid like 9.5.
That's high praise.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's very, very good stuff. Very good people hanging out with. And everyone, like, we want to send thank you cards to restaurants and to our servers and to everyone. So, yeah, if you're ever in Atlanta, reach out to me on social media. I'll send you a list of places to go. Breakfast, museums, just, I'm trying, kind of massage, kind of couples massage.
Oh, that's nice.
It was very nice.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you ever want to call or text, you can join the show. Also, if you're watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Coming up next hour, Mike Ruzicka, who is the president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, is going to join us at 11:06 to talk about the real estate market in Milwaukee in particular and how things are trending. Yeah. If you're looking for a house, you're looking to sell a house. And then at 11:30, I saw this came up on my Twitter feed yesterday. A woman is married to a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Bummer.
She made a bingo card of his reactions when he was watching the Cowboys-Packers game.
Yeah.
So it varied from he's going, go, 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 covering his face with his hands, leaning back slowly and sighing, calling for the firing of the head coach. And so as he did all of these things, she checked them off on her bingo card. And then when she got bingo, she took a drink.
That's
so
funny.
So I started thinking about what would be on your significant other's Packers bingo card.
And are you married to a non-Packer fan? Like what's the setup here too? Like are we talking like Packer fans right now?
Well, it, just sports. I just think sports reactions. I think
football, because man, reactions in football are different. Like I've watched my friends get excited at watching basketball, and I know how I act when I'm watching baseball. But football has a different reaction. I mean, like, From just, you know, putting your head in your hands to, oh, we need to go buy a new TV next week because dad broke ours.
So we will be taking your texts and your calls coming up at 11:30 as we put together your Packers fan sports bingo card.
Yeah, there it is.
What reactions do you watch for when your spouse is watching the game?
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. We did want to start off, of course, the Iowa caucus was last night.
Oh, boy.
NBC polls say over 60% of Iowa caucus voters think the 2020 election was stolen. 60%.
Thank you, because it was. Why aren't you guys getting on board with this? Calvin gets it, right?
It was not stolen. Oh. And there have been a whole bunch of legal cases and everything. And, yeah, it didn't actually work out that way, but Donald Trump did come out on top. I don't think that was a surprise really to anybody.
Not at all.
Maybe to Ron DeSantis, but not really to anybody else. So he got 51% of the vote, and they called it, the Associated Press called it really early. They called it like at 7:31.
Mm. And they were also using language like landslide and a blowout.
Well, I mean, he did very well.
He did very well, but what we were talking about earlier on air with regard to that is the turnout.
Yeah. There's 3.2 million people in Iowa.
Yeah.
The turnout last night was 110,000.
Yeah. Now, if you can say it's a landslide based on the voting, of course you can, yes. But when you take into account that amount of turnout, I don't think it's fair calling it a blowout or a landslide, because in the greater context, he couldn't even bring out all of his voters. Like, they, you know, whether it was they're tired of him, whether the weather was too bad.
Well, and certainly the weather was terrible.
Yeah.
The weather in Iowa was just terrible.
So, yeah, I think it was a blowout. Asterisk.
Okay. As you said, though, and I'm sure, again, the weather certainly played a role. There was a 40% decrease in turnout. There was 187,000 in 2016, 110,000 last night. MAGA, at least according to, this is from Morning Joe Scarborough, they're not growing the party.
No.
So his support is not broadening.
No.
And you can also say then if he got 51% of the vote, that means that 50% of Iowans did not vote for him.
Exactly. And, you know, he'd be able to grow the vote, at least with the GOP voters and maybe some independents, if he wasn't so much the idea that if you voted for somebody else, like say like a Nikki Haley voter, you're a loser. Like you go to the primary, you win the primary. Thank you so much. Thank you for everyone who voted. I'm going to be the president for everyone. Like, even fake it. He can't do it. So all he does is alienate every single time he's on stage.
Actually, I think last night in his victory speech, he actually called Ron DeSantis by his name. I think he called him Ron.
And then shortly after, whomever wrote that was fired. Because it's Ron DeSanctimonious.
It seemed to be a little bit of a different tone that maybe he is recognizing that this kind of divisiveness isn't working.
Because the thing is we say this every time he reads correctly. Every time he reads correctly or he has a professional tone, oh, could this be the chance? It never is, because he's going to go off to some other state. He's going to start talking like he normally speaks. And then it's the same old, you know, and he's going to make fun of him. And he'll make fun of Ron when he eventually drops out. The fact that Ron got second and he beat Nikki Haley was very surprising to me.
I agree with you. I thought Nikki Haley would do better.
But let's also, you know, in the little time we have left in this moment we have together, let's remember something. The Iowa caucuses, I love Iowa. I love Korn. I love the band Slipknot.
Sure.
But the Iowa caucuses mean almost nothing. So people are going to be like, well, he destroyed the Iowa caucuses. Yeah, great. You know who else has? Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Rick Santorum. Mike Huckabee. Bob Dole. Gerald Ford.
They all won. They all won the Iowa caucus and then did not go on to become president.
Correct. And the same thing can be said. Pete Buttigieg, John Kerry, Al Gore, Tom Harkin. Kids, you know who Tom Harkin is? Of course you don't. So, yes, it's celebratory. It's fun. Whatever. It's the first one. But let's move on to New Hampshire
is right around the corner.
Right around the corner. And then we'll start picking up steam. But to me, him winning Iowa is about as surprising as me going home today and finishing leftover pizza from dinner last night.
Asa Hutchinson, who remarkably has still been in the race, and Vivek Ramaswamy, who came in, they came in fourth and fifth respectively, they have both now suspended their campaigns. Is this, I'm stunned Asa was still in the race. We haven't heard anything from him.
I mean, I believe his name is Swedish for who?
What?
When? It was a joke.
Sorry.
Nobody knows who he is. All right, fine. Whatever. We got a comment on the live stream from Gloria saying, while the Trump derangement syndrome continues with you people, what a bunch of losers. LOL.
Thanks, Gloria.
Laughing face.
Okay.
I don't think she was calling us losers.
Are you sure?
I hope not. Oh, man, am I a loser?
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, if you want to call in and or text or leave a comment on the live stream, like Gloria.
Oh, yeah, just guys, she was making fun of us. All right.
Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, stay close. We'll be right back. This is Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Kevin Butenhoff on the board. Coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Don't forget to download the app, the Civic Media app. You can take it with you wherever you go. Also listen to our podcasts. And want to give a shout out to everybody listening in Green Bay this morning on WGBW.
You know, you realized that when I was driving home from the airport yesterday?
What?
You and I are podcasters. Even though we do the show on the radio, we're also podcasters.
We are.
So add that to the list of awesome. Like Jane Matinair, radio legend, cookie maker, yeah. Side door haver, and podcaster.
And podcaster. The accomplishments just keep racking
I up. Mean, really, when it comes down to it, we're going to have to build you a whole new wing for this building for you because you're just so that awesome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That might be slightly overstating things. We were talking about the results from Iowa last night after the big Iowa caucus. Not really a big surprise that Donald Trump came out on top. But again, we did lose now Vivek Ramaswamy, and we lost not Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, who remarkably was still hanging around. Now, Nikki Haley, from what I saw this morning, says that she is not going to debate anyone unless Donald Trump is on the stage.
I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, at this point, well, for one thing, the field is even further. Like, now it's her, Ron, and Don. That's it. I mean, there's nobody else.
Right.
And at this point, there's no point in the two of them, Ron and Nikki.
Without Trump there.
Without.
If he's the front runner.
Yeah, and so therefore, I mean, is this a way of bringing Don out of the shadows? He won't. He doesn't have to. He doesn't need to campaign in that form. He doesn't have to campaign in any way that he doesn't want to, as long as he keeps winning the way he does. So, of course, she'll call for this. And he'll be like, no, I got other things to do. You're a loser, and, you know, I don't like you.
He is back in court this morning, by the way.
Oh, that's right. He also did break a bunch of laws, allegedly.
Allegedly. 91 felony counts, but who's counting? Yeah, he is in courts for another portion of the E. Jean Carroll trial. Again, regarding damages, I believe. So, and then it's off to New Hampshire.
Where he'll probably win that one as well.
It'll be interesting because from everything that I've been reading, New Hampshire is not nearly as evangelical.
No, I don't think so.
There's not such a large evangelical population in New Hampshire. And that certainly seems to be, at least in Iowa, that was fueling his victory.
I could see Nikki Haley overcoming Ron DeSantis there for a second easily because, I don't know, I feel like Nikki has done a better job of proposing herself as the level-headed GOP candidate. But I don't think that she has enough juice to outmaneuver Donald Trump. It might be close. It could be closer than it was in Iowa. But I think at the end of the day, I think Ronald Trump. Those two mixed into one human. Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump takes New Hampshire. I just think he does.
We'll find out before too long. If you want to check in with us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-PARTY.
Wait, no, 96-PARTY.
96-PARTY, that's what it is.
Oh. I'm back. I'm thrown off now. I'm back. We're getting the mix back together here. It's fantastic.
The band is back. Cindy from Appleton is joining us on the line. Good morning, Cindy. What did you want to say?
Well, I am so disturbed by this. How has our country become so far off the mark that they want a criminal in charge of our country, representing all the rest of us? But, someone please explain this to me.
But you know, Cindy, they don't believe that he's a criminal. And actually, I think after he was indicted the first time, his support in Iowa went up.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said at the very beginning of the segment, 60% of people in Iowa who voted think the 2020 election was stolen. Calvin, do you have this clip from this? There's a clip from a Trump voter who was interviewed yesterday in very, very chilly Iowa. And I don't believe that she is probably the best example. But Cindy, take a listen to this. This is a Trump voter in Iowa on her take on the presidential race. Go ahead, Calvin.
Joe Biden has been dead since 2019. James Woods, the actor, is playing Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, Poopy Pants. But the president is trying to get us back down with our economy because...
So he is the president?
Yes, he never conceded. He is very much the president of the republic. Biden has been doing all his White House pictures out there in California at Black Rock Studio with the fake green screen.
But he's dead.
James Woods.
And so
he doesn't even live in the White House.
He lives
Nobody
in
lives in
the
White House.
Oh, so he's in California?
Yeah.
But he's dead.
Joe Biden.
We already said he's dead.
See, and so, Cindy, like, that's the one that, you know, I get where you're coming from. And when we had the Rear Admiral on, Admiral Smith. He made it very, and it's something we've talked about before, but he made it very clear as well. The people that you're talking about cannot be negotiated with. The only way they think differently, the only way they come around to, and I'm not even saying voting the way I'm voting. I'm just saying they believe that Joe Biden won the election, that Joe Biden apparently is alive and not being played by James Woods. They have to come into it on their own. Us trying to understand why they think they do, why they do, is really difficult. Because they're in a place that I think none of us can get to. It would take, this woman honestly sounds like she needs
some
attention.
And yes, and we're laughing about it, but I do have some concerns about her. But I know, Cindy, thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it, and I always appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. There we go.
We're back.
We have the news coming up in just a little bit. Also, next hour at this time at 11:33, we're going to start taking your calls. If you had to put together your spouse's Packers bingo reaction card, what would be on the squares?
Keep it FCC compliant.
Yeah, sans profanities, please. That would make a much easier thing to talk about. But that's coming up at 11:33. 11:06, Mike Ruzicka from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors will be here to talk some numbers, what's going on with the housing market, and what that will mean for you in case you're looking to buy or looking to sell.
Neither.
Not at this time. I know you're all in your house. All right. Don't go away. News coming up next. We'll be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
So
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic workers across Wisconsin are being furloughed. 3% of the nearly 12,000 people who work for the healthcare system have to take unpaid time off. The furloughs come after a round of budget cuts in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. Wisconsin is one of many states without a defined formula for deciding alimony payments in divorce court.
And they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? And if that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
That's Shay Drefs. She's with Custody Exchange. That's a firm that helps families navigate divorce. Her company's research recommends Wisconsin put a formula into law. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
More news from the Center, WRCE. I'm Jimmy Kuska. A wind chill advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Wind chill values could reach the negative 30s. A fire at a farm materials business in Iowa County on Sunday closed Highway 18 between Cobb and Montford for over 24 hours, but roads were reopened yesterday. A shelter-in-place order for the village of Cobb was also lifted after air quality testing showed little or no chemicals from the fire were in the air. The fire burned down a storage area and office for Insight FS, which had pesticides and fuel on site. Nobody was hurt in the fire. Cleanup is expected to begin in the coming days. Snowmobile trails in southwestern Wisconsin are open with a few exceptions. After last week's snowfall left over 2 feet of snow in some places. Areas where trails are closed mostly are places where trails go over water, such as wetlands, rivers, and lakes, which aren't frozen over yet. Riders are asked to check with local clubs for the status of trails and up-to-date information about conditions. You can see a statewide snow report at travelwisconsin.com. For WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Marquette gets a W. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After back-to-back losses, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat Villanova. Final score 87-74. Head coach Shaka Smart says, easier said than done.
I mean, Villanova's got grown men. They got like 8 seniors. Toughness, physicality. There's nobody on their team where you can hide a guy in a matchup.
Marquette heads to St. John's on Saturday. Big Ten, number 15th ranked Wisconsin takes on Penn State on the road. NBA, it's the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night to kick off a three-game road trip. NFL, the Packers face the 49ers Saturday night at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. Kickoff at 7:15. I asked right guard John Runyon about the growth of quarterback Jordan Love.
Unbelievable just how much he's grown, dude. I think we've won 8 of the last 11 games, and he's really just starting to flourish, feels comfortable. This is his offense, his team, and he's going to keep going, keep pushing, and on to San Francisco now.
That's Packers right guard John Runyon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold continues to blast us with blustery winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour, dragging our wind chill values to near negative 25. As highs today struggle to get above zero, we do get to see more sunshine today. Just stay warm. A wind chill advisory remains in effect until tomorrow morning. Currently, it's 3 below 0.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app. You can listen to all of the stations all across the network, and you can also call and text directly from the app if you like. Otherwise, you can give us a jingle at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up in about, 20 minutes or so, Emmys were last night. There were a couple Wisconsin victories, which was nice to see.
Yeah, there was.
There was. Also, there was a big snub of one of my favorite programs. I'm very hurt.
I know you are.
We'll take your reactions to last night's Emmys. It was really hard to find where to watch them.
Yeah, I didn't even, honestly, I didn't
know that they were on. I know. But they got pushed back because of the writer's strike.
And also, one of the reasons why I wasn't watching it is Wisconsin Connected. Because of who was on the show. The lady from Echo.
Oh.
Yeah. We watched Echo last night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, very cool. How is it?
It's very fun. It's very set apart from, I think, the Marvel, like, the MCU. It's part of the MCU, but you actually don't really have to know a ton about it to watch that show.
Luke and I talked about it while you were gone. He's very excited about it.
Yeah, it's five episodes. You can honestly sit down and watch it in an evening and knock it out. It's fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Check it out. All right. We've been talking about this off and on, and it certainly is an issue that is not going away. And it doesn't seem to be like there's much incentive to make it go away. And we're talking about the issue along the southern border. And certainly this is not good, what's happening, and it has been not good for a long time.
Yeah.
And now there are reports that the relatively brand new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is under fire after saying House Republicans can't support a border solution until either Donald Trump or another Republican is back in the White House. So essentially saying, yeah, we're just going to leave this alone. We're not going to do anything until there's another Republican administration. So do they really care about what's happening along the border?
This is definitely not making me believe they do. This is going, you know, even though it wasn't a crisis, this reminds me of when Justice Scalia died and the Republicans in charge of the Senate said, no, we're not going to listen. We're not going to take anyone on. We're not going to fill this seat. It will be empty until after. It's too close to the election. It's 9 full months away, people. It's too close. It's the thing that they can just blatantly say this out loud now. We won't do it until. And hold the resources, the people, the courts involved hostages until they get their way. And that's what it is.
Essentially,
they're going to take their ball and go home. They're going to get their way.
Well, and let's not forget also that when McConnell held that seat open for all of those months because it was too close to the election.
Yeah.
And then when the Republicans were back in office 3 weeks before the election, they approved Amy Coney Barrett and put her on the bench.
Yep. After Justice Bader Ginsburg. Yeah, it's hypocrisy of the highest order. You can't convince me otherwise. They are nothing but insolent babies, and they always just cry until they get their way. And they use things like democracy and religion to push their agenda. And there are a subsect of people who buy it and are fine with it. But I'll tell you this much, if Joe Biden or any other Democrat, Barack Obama, I don't care, pick a Democrat from this or past century, if they got on the pulpit and said, we are not going to do this until we get our way. We're not going to do this until we have our people in place. And so you can just sit there and wait. They would be burned at the stake. They'd be burned in effigy and they would never get away with it. But for some reason, the GOP, every single time, because they're brazen about this, they don't care. They can say it. They're like, yeah, we're going to wait.
What are you going to do about it?
Vote you out.
It's interesting also, and again, the Iowa caucus was last night, and the former president won with 50% of the vote, that immigration was the number one issue for Iowa voters.
Over
the economy, over everything.
Because you know why? Those caravans coming to Des Moines. Whew. Oh, my gosh.
But
get out the way.
Iowa's agriculture industry, I would imagine, depends on immigrants as much as Wisconsin's agricultural industry needs immigrants.
I'm going to let you in a little secret. Across the country, it does. And the fact that these individuals who may be voting for Donald Trump have a problem with this is beyond me. And may employ these individuals is beyond me. But once again, it's that idea of you can't even fathom the idea of this man not being your president, that you're going to be so hypocritical and honestly come off looking so stupid.
Not within their group.
No, but
not within their group.
But fine. You know what then? Let the government come in and take every single undocumented worker out of this country, put them back from whence they came. I'd like to see how quickly their business folds, because they won't be able to afford to pay what they're paying these individuals, which also, by the way, is disgusting because they know they have an advantage of them.
Well, absolutely. And we've talked about this before as well. The fact that if you are an illegal immigrant and you are working on someone's farm, you are not going to go to the authorities if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Why would you out yourself like that?
No. And I don't know. It's the idea too is like the people who are employing them are also not going to go to the police, or they have just as much at stake too. So everybody on that farm, if you are employing undocumented workers, both the workers themselves and the employer have nothing they have everything at stake for losing. So they don't do anything at all. And it just turns into this really horrible environment. So I don't know. I don't understand it. Like I said, like I said to Cindy, trying to understand it will only make you go crazy. Like there's no moral compass. There's no common denominator or common sense. It's just absolute bonkers banana town.
It's just disappointing. I think everyone agrees something needs to be done about our broken immigration system, which has been broken for decades. And both parties have been responsible to an extent for kicking the can down the road, not seriously attempting to fix things.
Yeah.
We need more, as we've talked about before, we need more courts.
Yeah.
We need more people to help process these people.
Yeah.
And speed this process along. Should it take 7 years?
Nope. And that's, you're right. And that absolutely is true, is we must hold accountable those individuals in the other party who aren't doing as much. They like to talk about it, like they like to talk about Social Security and all those other hot button issues.
Well, let's hear some solutions.
But at the end of the day, they're not coming up with viable solutions. And yeah, the GOP saying, well, we're not going to do anything until Donald Trump or until we have a majority or blah, blah, blah. That's terrible. But these individuals are being used as political puppets. You know,
I mean, absolutely.
And it's nothing new. I mean, the small business owners are the backbone of this country. I don't believe you. I'm a small business owner. I don't believe you believe that. I don't believe anything they say in those, because those are stump speeches. And then when they get off that stump, they go back into their bus or onto their plane, they go back to Washington. They're taking
care of business as usual.
Exactly.
We're talking about Speaker Mike Johnson, relatively new Speaker Mike Johnson, essentially saying in a Sunday evening call with House Republicans, he will not support any solutions about the border until either Donald Trump or another Republican is back in the White House. So he has rejected this Senate border deal that was put together by Republican Senator from Oklahoma, James Lankford, with the support of Senate GOP Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
At least they're opening the idea that there could be a different GOP president.
Yeah, sure.
Mike Johnson, okay. Open-minded.
Yes, yes. Very, very open-minded. H.R. 2 is the House's latest legislation, which reportedly has no chance of even passing in the Senate. It's also opposed by immigration advocates, the Biden White House, Senate Democrats, some Senate Republicans, and other groups, including Catholic bishops.
I just always think that's so funny when the Republicans, it reminds me of when, you know, Paul Ryan would try to pass his budget and every year would tank and flame out. And even the Republicans were like, yeah, this is dumb. I love it when they do that, when Republicans try to pass some piece of legislation and other Republicans are like, this is dumb. We're not doing this. Put it away. Just put it away. Put it in a drawer. Let it rot. I'm fiery today.
I feel that.
I'm on my third cup of coffee and someone on the live stream is making fun of me right now. Wah!
That's fine. 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Or you can leave a comment if you like on the live stream and you can say whatever you want. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, we're grown-ups.
Yeah. It makes me giggle.
Coming up, the Emmys were last night. The Emmy Awards, really, really difficult even finding a place to watch them. I tried on YouTube, and every stream I found would go for about a minute, and then a big advertisement would pop up right in the middle of the screen, essentially trying to force me to click on this to subscribe to something so I could watch the Emmy Awards.
So they weren't on network television?
I couldn't find them. Maybe I blew it, but I looked all over the place and I could not find them on network television.
Usually they're like on ABC or something. I'm just gonna look it up here because I did not watch them. I didn't even know they were on.
Well, again, they were supposed to air in September, but with the writers and the actor strike, that all got pushed back. But overall, I thought the show was very entertaining from what I could tell with the big block in the middle of my screen. They had some wonderful, wonderful old TV stars.
Yeah.
Including Carol Burnett.
I love Carol Burnett. Carol Burnett is part of that group, the Mel Brooks, Carol Burnett. Norman Lear and Carl Reiner were part of it as well.
Yes.
Those will be hard days when they're gone. And, you know, I think Carol Burnett's 90-something
now. Is she that old?
I think she, because I know that Mel Brooks is 96, I believe. But, Mel Brooks is 97. And
Carol Burnett is
90. She's 90.
She's 90. Boy, she looks darn good.
She looks great.
And for being 90 years old.
Yeah, I mean, those are individuals I grew up watching their rerun television, you know, like watching the Carol Burnett show as a kid, they'd rerun those and they were hysterical. Yeah. And so when you see her on TV, it's always joyous.
It's a golden moment.
And people rise to their feet because they're so excited to see her.
844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for joining us. We got just a couple of minutes left. What did you want to say?
Well, first I want to say I hope you and Greg Bach are staying nice and warm. It is, let me tell you, I've never slept in a deep freeze before, but I have to be out in this stuff, and it is cold.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cold, and that's a Wisconsinite saying that.
Yeah, it's brutal.
We're trying. Thanks, buddy.
So this is what I got to say. I looked it up. The Emmy Awards were actually aired on Fox, so if you guys live in the Milwaukee TV market, that would be Channel 6 for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not watch it either. Because I'm a football nerd and I had to watch the football games that were on last night. But I will be going and watching the replay of it. Because I did hear some good things came out of it last night.
Yeah.
I will be trying to take a look myself.
Well, stay warm out there, Stephen. Really appreciate it. And that's a good reminder for everyone else. It seriously is very, very dangerous. Yeah. You want to wear layers and cover up and don't leave your skin exposed for too long because you can get frostbite in just a couple of minutes and you don't want that.
Yeah, it's not no good. No good. Thank you. And yes, Stephen, we are trying to stay warm right now, even though parts of the building are
freezing.
Warmer than others. So
stay close. Emmy Talk. When we come back, you're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach with Calvin Butenhoff on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Hope you're staying warm. Just talked to Stephen in Green Bay. It is really deadly cold out there. Absolutely. They're actually investigating three deaths in Milwaukee County.
My goodness.
That they believe were related to hypothermia. I think one man tragically was living out of his car. So stay warm. Don't stay out there for too long, and make sure you protect yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, that music was the theme from Succession, the highly, highly lauded and popular HBO shows. Walked away with just a bunch of awards last night.
I think they took away for drama, it was best actor, best actress, and supporting.
Yeah, they got best drama series for Succession.
Yeah.
Best actor, Kieran Culkin. Mm-hmm. Best actress, Sarah Snook. And supporting actor Matthew McFadden, who is British.
Yes.
I did not realize he was British.
Oh, yes, he is indeed, baby. He's very British. Kieran Culkin's acceptance speech is hilarious.
Is it?
Because he calls out Pedro Pascal, and then Pedro Pascal's whatever, I don't know if he gave a speech if he won or if he was presenting, his clapback at Kieran Culkin was hilarious. It's just wonderful. Just the two of them together. It was very funny. Very, very funny.
I thought, again, from what I saw, I thought it was really well done. It moved along really quickly. Mm-hmm. The comedian who hosted...
Anthony Anderson?
I am not familiar with. I had never seen him perform before.
Have you never watched Black-ish?
No.
It is a fantastic comedy series. They just wrapped up, I think, last year, and it spawned three spinoffs.
Wow.
Yeah. He is hilarious.
And he really kept it moving along.
Oh, yeah.
And what I liked too was rather than have the music play people off, he had his mother in the audience. He had his mother in the audience to stand up and cut people off with this clock.
It was
so funny.
His mother's relationship, their love, their friendship, and their back and forth is legendary. Like, they're so funny. He loves her so much.
That's cool.
She used to hand out like autographed pictures of him to people. Like, I'm his mother. Here you go.
Other winners last night at the Emmy Awards, supporting actress in a drama series, Jennifer Coolidge from The White Lotus.
You know, people can see you on the live stream, Jane.
Did you see that eye roll?
Oh, that's fine. Not your jam. She's not your jam.
She's not my jam. I just think that she plays herself in every character. She's the spacey, confused, where am I kind of thing. And I think that's just her.
Okay. I don't think you become that successful and being spacey. And
did you see her acceptance speech?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Trust me.
Okay. I mean, in that moment, Jane, if you were given such an award, do you think you would be, you wouldn't have a moment? You could, like, it's impossible to be like, tripping over her words?
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I just think the whole, I don't know. Okay. She's not my jam.
She's not your jam.
She's not my jam. Limited series, Beef. I've never seen it.
Netflix show based on road rage.
Oh, Steven Yeun, winner in an actor for Beef. Ali Wong.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Walter Hauser for Blackbird. And Niecy Nash-Betts from Dahmer. Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Niecy had a great acceptance speech last night.
Did.
Let's take a listen to this.
Thank you to the
Most High for this divine moment. Thank you, Ryan Murphy, for seeing me. Evan Peters, I love you. Netflix, every single person who voted for me, thank you. And my better half who picked me up when I was gutted from this work, thank you. And you know who I want to thank? I want to thank me. For believing in me and doing what they said I could not do. And I want to say to myself in front of all you beautiful people, go on, girl, with your bad self. Yes, you did that. Finally, I accept this award on behalf of every black and brown woman who has gone unheard yet over-policed, like Glenda Cleveland, like Sandra Bland, like Breonna Taylor. As an artist, my job is to speak truth to power, and baby, I'ma do it to the day I die.
That's easy.
Mama, I was.
Niecy Nash at last night's Emmy Awards after she won for supporting actress for Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. On the comedy side, I'm bereft.
You're inconsolable.
I am. Ted Lasso didn't get bupkis.
You tried to believe.
I did believe.
You did believe.
I did believe.
I mean, that's...
It makes me... And I've watched The Bear. The Bear is this show about a restaurant in Chicago.
Yeah.
They're not the same thing. I don't see The Bear as a comedy.
But it's not a straight drama either.
It's more of a drama than Ted Lasso.
Not enough for the Emmys, though.
I don't think they should be in the same category. Well, I have all kinds of issues apparently with the Emmys this year.
I mean, I think you wouldn't have any issues if Jennifer Coolidge hadn't won and Ted Lasso would have won everything. But Ted Lasso has also, I think, won now 30 Emmys between the two seasons.
I suppose.
First two seasons. So they got their flowers.
They did get their flowers.
Yeah.
Best actor in a comedy series, Jeremy Allen White from The Bear. Mm-hmm. Actress in a comedy series, Quinta Brunson, Abbott Elementary, which is
love
pretty cool.
Show.
She won last year for writing.
Oh, yeah.
And then this year she won for acting. Another actor from The Bear, Ebon Musbakrak. And another actress, Ayo Edebiri. Had a wonderful speech as well. She had a great little acceptance speech.
Yeah. We were talking about before the show, Niecy Nash Betts' acceptance speech is great. When Cheryl Ralph won for Abbott Elementary, which I think was last year or maybe the year before, her speech was great too because she was given this speech and then she looked in the camera. She goes, "You, come here." And they pulled the camera and she started talking to camera.
Oh, really?
I'm like, I feel inspired to do anything now because Cheryl Lee Ralph believes in me.
Go get him.
Go on with yourself.
Go on with your bad self. Other winners last night, best reality competition program, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Thank God.
Talk series, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Well done.
Yep.
And best scripted variety series, Last Week Tonight with the one and only John Oliver.
They never lose that category.
Because that show is so good.
I know.
And Trevor Noah was really wonderful with giving a shout out to Jon Stewart as well, who's the one who got him onto that program. And
he gave a shout out to John Oliver for not being in the category.
Yeah, exactly. See, I knew we could beat him if he weren't in our category. When we return, we have news coming up next, and then we're going to talk real estate. Mike Ruzicki, the president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, will be here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Valentine's Day is here.
This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Mozell with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.